That's the first use of the law, remember? Not the theological use, the civic use of the law. Virtually all law worldwide is rooted in what? Even if the commandments didn't flow into certain traditions, like, say, in the Asian countries, if you look at their basic civic laws, what? Same stuff, sure. Paul also calls the law a custodian. If the law then against the promise is the law then, verse 21, against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given which could make alive, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. And now listen to this language. If faith in God could come by the law, then let's all keep the law. It doesn't work that way. But the Scripture consigned all things to sin, that what was promised to faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Now, this is such a powerful verse that it would probably take an hour to go through it. But think about this. The Scripture, now he's saying, this is what the revelation in the Torah, in the Old Testament, has witnessed to about law and sin. That all things have been consigned to sin, right? The Greek word here is panta. And panta refers to everything in all creation. Everything that God has made. Now listen, this is what he's saying. In order that our relationship with God would be established solely on faith in Jesus Christ, God has made everything else sinful. So you can appeal to nothing else.